I may not have told you this before, but you're all a bunch of idiots. Mm-hmm. What's this, uh-huh?
Oh, how nice. I'm in heaven.
Yes, yes. I may not have told you this, but you're all a bunch of idiots. You are guru followers. Everywhere you go, you create a guru. You go to your doctor, you get a guru. You go to your masseuse, whatever you call them, you get a guru. You go to your dinner, you get a guru. You get a guru from all sorts of things, you know, because you just love somebody to talk to you and tell you what to do. Now, I'm going to tell you a secret that I don't give with everybody because everybody's not ready for this yet. But, and maybe you're not ready for this either. But I'll give it to you. When you were born, your mother had twins, each one of you. Even if you were a twin, you had a twin. But you had a twin, born with you. And that twin is called your divine self. And that divine self is in you, born with you. Just laying back there, watching you, saying, I wonder when she'll ever call on me, or when he'll ever call and say, hey, divine self, let's do something. Let's have some fun. And divine self says, oh, I'm ready. What kind of fun do you want to have? You want to burn up some houses? You want to build some houses? You want to do something positive or negative? You want to destructive or not? Hey, I'm ready for any game you want. I really don't care. The game doesn't matter to me because I don't judge it, you know, but you judge it. And if you ever do a game that you judge to be something not so nice, oh, is that going to have fun with you? It's going to threaten your nights and your sleep time, and you're going to feel guilty, and you're going to do all these silly things that you didn't have to do because you didn't have to do it. Okay. Now, this divine self that was born with us when we were born has been under lock and key. We have kept it down. It was with us as we were in our first few years. But then society says, oh, no, no, no. You can't have any little people you talk to. Oh, no, no, no. You can't be guided by something else. Now, do you all know the story of Joan of Arc? Jeanne d'Arc? What happened to her? She listened to a voice in her, and the voice says, Joan, come on now, I'll back you up. Let's go and show these people a few things. And so Joan said, but I don't know anything about that. Joan, we've played before, and you've always won now, so let's go and play this now. But Joan says, but if I go, I have a bad feeling about it. I just have a bad feeling about it. And Joan's inner self says, yep, you'll pay a price for this one because you didn't follow me instantly. And go and do as I asked you to do. Because now you have doubt and fear and you got all these things. Now, you can not do this that I am telling you to do from within you. You cannot do this if you wish, and that'll be okay. A lot of lives will be lost. A lot of people will die and things like this. And a lot of people are going to die anyhow when you go in there and do your thing, you know, because you're going to give them tremendous battle plans that are going to be very successful. No? Okay. So Joan finally says, well, it's a no-win, no-win situation for me because I've already blown it, haven't I? And her inner self says, that's right. If you don't do it, you'll feel guilty. If you do it, you're going to have some trouble. And we'll see how you come through that. So she went into this knowing beforehand that she was holding a bad hand, you know, that she was holding a losing deck, losing cards. And so she didn't know what to do. But she did know that she had to go and do this because her inner guidance told her, as she says, God told me to do this. So she went to do it. And because there's all this monkey business ahead of time and her thinking about it, should I, shouldn't I, you know, is the price I'm going to have to pay worth the price that I'm going to have to pay for this, you know? if I do nothing about it, I'll just feel bad, you know? And if I do something about it, something terrible is going to happen to me. It just, I know, you know. So, When are we going to start? When are we going to start listening to our divine inner self instead of running around the barn telling our divine inner self what it should be telling us? Now, I have given you enough illustrations that showed you that your divine inner self knows. I told you things about our various students and what would happen to them if they continued doing the things they did. And you said, oh, no, they're wonderful. They're great. You know, nothing like that could ever happen. And, of course, you didn't help them at all. If, when I told you these things, you would just say, I see divine right action being taking place right now. All is in divine order. All is in divine order. Get your bloated nothingness out of the way, you know, your judgment. All is in divine order. All is in divine. Everything could have been perfect. Everything could have been perfect. And I'm not kidding you. But no, you got your bloated nothingness in the way, which are your thoughts where you said, oh, they're all right. They're perfect. They're that good to boo. You don't say that. You say all is in divine order. These phrases and terms that I give you, they're not given to you as a joke. They're not given to you just to that I can, you know, make noise with my mouth, because I can sing with my mouth too. I don't have to give you these nice comments. But think about it. Just think about it. I can go down the line on a whole bunch of people, and I won't. But I can go down the line on a whole bunch of people, and I can tell you at least 5 or 6 incidents with each one, some of them including yourselves. 5 or 6 incidents with each one that they didn't instantly follow the guru's suggestion, if you call me your guru, you know, follow your sharer's suggestion or whatever you want to call me on. When you follow it, wow. Wow, what joyous surprises take place. Because, see, then there's none of this one-pointedness, untouched, possessed judgment. That's what we should have. That's what we should have. One-pointedness, untouched, unpossessed, non-judgment. When you can aim at that, at least. And that's what you got me here for, is to work with you on aiming at that. When you can aim at that, wonderful things will happen for you. However, if you don't aim at that, if you are aiming at whatever your emotional self says, you're in trouble. Because the emotional self is that touch self. The emotional self is not taking your hand over on your body and just touch the energy level of your body, but it's touching the skin, it's touching the fur, it's touching it. So you feel sensitivity, touching the energy. You feel alive, you feel magnificent, but you haven't physically touched yourself. You have energetically touched yourself, if you can say that term. You have touched yourself and the energy level. And then beautiful things happen. Now, Ellen has been through enough of these situations where we have had our friendly people in Italy and Switzerland who were living on several levels at once. And we did many balancing of these people, remember? Many balancing of these people. And they came back and back and back and back. And in their balancing, wonderful things happened to them. Wonderful things happened to them. Their whole life changed. They no longer had the burden of life on them. Now they had the joy of living. They were not concerned about what other things were going on. They were not concerned about what other people's attitudes were. They weren't concerned about whether their kids, their wife, or their husband, or whomever, approved of what they were doing. They said, that's me. That's me. And they had fun. And lots of fun. Now, you can have that fun too today. I know you don't want to listen to me, so that's okay. But start listening to yourself. Your first comment to yourself. Not the second, third, fourth comment, but the first one. Because the first comment is going to say things to you that's fun and that's joyful and that's rewarding. And then when you get into the other comments, you can know you're off base. You slid past the entranceway and you're going in door 2, 3, 4 down the way where things aren't all that cool. So you can't go back. But what you can do is stop and start over again on a new trip. On a new trip. Because if you try to remodel the old trip, there's too much garbage that has been picked up along the way. But if you can get into the new trip as a fresh, naive, innocent thing, you know, and be aware of what you want to do. Now, for instance, you go to the sink. Well, let's see, I want to rinse the dishes off because that's what I always do. I want to do this here now. Oh, well, I've got to be careful I don't lose a knife down into the disposal there. I got to do this. Ah, you know, those little negatives pop in. And those little negatives bring with them their problems. And I know that our disposal has remodeled many of our silverware items because I've seen them. I've seen them after they hit the trash. And you'd be surprised what goes on around here if you don't already know. And I suggest to you that you start thinking right now that you do everything perfectly. Don't tell me. Don't tell yourself. Just think everything perfectly. That's all that's in your mind. And when you do that, there'll be no more stuff in the trash. There'll be no more things that are thrown out. Everything will be harmonious, and you'll be very happy. But start, what do we say? The first thought. You can't think the first thought because already you're thinking a bunch of them. That's fine. At least you're starting to work on thinking the first thought. You see? And how do you live in the first person present tense positive? Woof! That's tough. And you've been saying that's tough now ever since I first been teaching that to you. I would think that you would go to the dictionaries and you'd go to the internet and put a question on the internet on one of these, what do you call it, talk things, you know, and say, I am working on a project and it has got me a little bamboozled. First person present tense positive. I want to live my life always thinking in the first person, always acting in the present tense, and always acting positive. Is that a possibility? And, or rather say, that is a possibility, and I merely am looking for the person who's going to help guide me along that path. And you'll be amazed when you expect to get an answer. Not is that possible, but that's what I'm looking for. And I know it's possible. You'll have it. And all the other aspects I tell you too. Listen to the divine within. Say, Ellen told the young man, Brian, say, all is in divine order. Right? So, don't give me any answer, but what is going to happen to Brian and his son? Don't give me any answer. Brian and his son are one, now and always, period, end of all. You following? Now, did Adrian get his kids? Yep. Was Adrian any better than these other guys? He's never home. He's out gallivanting around. He's a normal man. He's not doing anything bad. But as far as being a dedicated father, he's not always there. Now, is Brian a dedicated father, would you say? I'd say the kid is his life. And I don't know that that's the best way to have it, but it's certainly better than not having it that way, you know? So I see it all done for him already. Now, in every area of your life, do you see it done already for you? If you do, then it's done. But if you want me to, I'll work with you. But if you don't want me to, you can take the principles and you can work them yourself. Because you don't need me. I'm just kind of fun to have along to kick you in the butt, you know. So, I love you, and I see you fantastic now and always. You're grand.